Saeed has his doubts about Beta because of what he found out about her, and perhaps he's even been put off by it all.
There you go.
Thank you.
But he feels pity for her for some reason.
Mm-hmm. Perhaps if we could save this girl's father from death, then I think maybe this pity for her will go away.
My guess is that the reason Saeed fell for Beta was the lack of love and affection which I, unfortunately, was unable to fill.
Well, it's very important. You have to be aware of it.
Hello?
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 I've come to give the car back.
Really, I don't need it. You keep it. Just come back and pick me up later.
Well, I have to go now, excuse me. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, then. So, what's up, Saeed?
Nothing. I wanted to discuss something, if you've got some time. Can I tell you?
Why not? Certainly. You'll have some
time. No, thanks. Remember you gave me some money and I bought a share in a shop with it?
Yeah. I think you wanted to share it with Sasan.
Yeah, but the main owner is Mehran.
Mehran?
Yeah. He wants to go halves with me on the shop. That's what he said.
And?
Although I haven't given him an answer yet, but his offer is very tempting. But then I remembered that you said he's had lots of problems with Layla and all, and I have my doubts about him.
Well, I'm pleased to hear this. How much has she asked you to give him?
Nothing.
Nothing?
No, we'll use checks and promissory notes.
Checks and promissory notes?
Yeah, he's waiting for me to bring him 5 checks and a promissory note for 10 million tuman.
Has he made you this offer in the last couple of days?
2 days ago.
And he insists that you shouldn't miss this opportunity. Didn't he ask you to keep this a secret?
Yeah, he did. He asked me not to tell you anything about it, because you don't trust him. Because of the dispute that's going on with Layla.
Thank God you didn't go ahead with it. Because a thing that is going to happen to him would have happened to you as well.
What thing?
In a few days' time, because of the checks and promissory notes, he'll be arrested.
Really?
Really.
What do you think you're doing?
What have you done with the deeds of the house?
I don't have any idea.
I know they were in here, Beruz. I swear, if you don't tell me where it is, I'll make you pay for it.
I've told you 100 times. If I knew where it was, I'd have sold this house right at the beginning. I wouldn't have wasted a second. Ah!
Hello. Hello. It's very late. Where have you been till now?
Been busy.
Layla came here to see you.
Wait, what? Layla was here?
Yeah, she said she hadn't seen you for a while and she missed you.
Huh? She misses me?
She seems very nice and genuine lady. She said she'd do anything within her power to have your dad released.
Anyway, forget about her. I went to see Beruz to get the house deeds, but they weren't there.
I have it, but you can't do anything with it.
You have it?
Look, Bija, it's the only thing that's left for you. I took it because I was afraid Beruz might get his hands on it.
Then go and get it.
Do you trust this guy? When I told Layla his name, she was very upset.
She's always like that. I want to have the deeds with me. Go and get it, please.
Okay.
Hello.
Hello there. What are you doing here?
I'm so sorry. I simply had to come here now to talk. May I speak to you, please, for a few minutes?
Come in. I'm listening.
A while back, I came to you because I wanted to know about my father's past. Or the last moments before his martyrdom, because there was only you with him.
I listened to you and gave you an answer.
Yes. Supposedly, you don't remember very much. But now I've come to ask you something else. I want you to come identify him.
You want what?
They've brought a martyr to Tehran. It might be my father. Only you will be able to identify him. Because you were there with him back then and saw him get martyred.
What is left of that martyr?
Well, a few bones, clothes, shoes, and there are a few personal items, that's all.
Do you expect me to be able to identify your dad with those few things?
There were a few ID tags with him. One of them is my father's.
So it's probably your father.
Probably?
What do you expect me to do? Do you know how many years have gone by? And don't forget that I was in prison for 5 of those years. And when I was there, I tried to forget everything. Because I wouldn't survive in prison if I was still remembering these things. Could I have escaped from prison? No. But I could escape those memories. I no longer remember anything, Ali. Nothing.
Just so you know, it's his funeral tomorrow. If no one identifies him, he'll be buried in the Unknown Martyrs section.
What happened?
I had a bit of a problem and had to cancel my trip to Dubai. But that's not really an issue. We can go see Amini instead. There's just one thing, Farhad. For the sake of decorum, do us a favor and finish off the paperwork he asked for.
Hello.
Hello, Fahad. Hope you weren't asleep. I'm nearly there. Where are you?
I'm on my way.
We'll get a move on.
Today is truly a fateful day. The day the bird of fortune will be coming to sit on our shoulders. Get a move on before it flies.
Okay, see ya.
Whatever God wants will happen. Don't worry, son. Don't worry. Trust in God. Keep your faith. Keep our faith. Is everyone here?
Hello, Mr. Kia. Thanks so much for coming.
Hello, my son.
Thank you. It's very kind of you, Farhad.
Where is he?
Over there. My mother didn't remember this wristwatch. Do you remember anything? These were with him.
It's him. I gave him the watch on the last day, and I put the tags around his neck.
Did you hear that, Mom? He says it's my father. Hello, Dad.
Hello.
Hello.
I told you on the phone what my father said.
You mean you didn't want to see me?
No, I didn't mean that. Because of what's happened to Mehran, it's not safe to give him the deed to the house.
Yeah, you're right. So I'd better start thinking about planning the funeral service.
Why can't you understand? My uncle is following it up, and I've arranged to see him today. Everyone is thinking about you and your father.
Yes, now, when it's too little, too late.
God forbid. Don't say that.
My only consolation is that your relationship with your father is better now.
I spoke to him about the shop and striking a deal with Mehran. He actually thinks this whole deal is about getting me into trouble.
What about me? In my opinion, it's better you tell him our relationship is over. Then he won't have to go to the trouble of investigating.
Investigating?
Layla came over. She wanted to see me. I think your dad asked her to.
I don't think so.
At first, I couldn't think why she'd come. At first, I thought maybe she came to ask me some questions or maybe to clear up any misunderstandings so we could make up. But then I thought that maybe she just came to find out more about my life.
But for what reason?
So that you wouldn't make another mistake and fall into a trap. Really, why do you think she came?
I don't know. Maybe she came by to see how you were.
Saeed, don't you care for me anymore? I know. The things I've done are so bad that you can't easily forgive me, right?
Now's not the time for this conversation.
Do you know what's worse? How I justified to myself why I was doing what I was doing. I was sinking in quicksand. Someone came and got hold of my hand. It stirred me. He was so affectionate towards me that I fell in love with him. Saeed, your love has saved me.
It saved you. But what about me? I genuinely fell for you, without a thought or plan or scheme.
I know you're right. I was cruel to you.
No, not just to me. To many, but above all, to yourself as well.
I regret it. I don't want to go on like this.
That's very good. I'm really happy for you.
I want to change. I want to change into the person you want. I want to deserve your love.
Enough.
I get it. I'm fooling myself, right? You can't love me anymore. I'm not important to you anymore.
No, you're important. But just not as a wife.
Like a person that you pity.
I don't want to lie to you. Even to you who lies all the time. Who lies to me all the time. I can't marry you, not because I don't trust what you say. No, I'm sure you could change if you wanted to. But I just can't because you've broken my heart. You've become like a load of bad memories in my heart. It's not possible to marry a load of bad memories, is it?
Doesn't it make any difference that I want to change?
Yes, it does. It'll make a difference. A difference in your life, your future, change your fate, and above all, in your afterlife. Of course, if you start to believe in it. Yes, Saba.
But why aren't you listening to me at all? I went to go get my boarding card, but as I went through customs, they wouldn't let me leave the country. I have to go to court. It's obvious, it's the business about the land. But it's all Leila and Mohsen's fault. I didn't do anything. Look, Shab, now that I can't come over there, you're gonna have to do everything.
Mr. Kian is here.
Listen, I can't talk right now. I'll have to call you back later. Hello.
Hello.
Where on earth have you been? Why are you not answering your phone? Nah. I see it on your face. You're not the same Farhad as yesterday.
Calm down. We can arrange another appointment.
Farhad, I called you at 10 to 9 and you said you're on your way. But what happened after that? You kept me waiting at Amini's office for an hour. Why you called off the meeting, I really don't know.
I wasn't well.
You weren't well? As simple as that?
Yes, as simple as that.
Farhad, don't talk to me like that.
Do you know what happened to me yesterday? I saw an old friend of mine, after 28 years.
An old friend, after 28 years, just showed up out of the blue.
Yes, he did. He just fell out of the sky.
Okay, then. I shouldn't have gotten angry. Please forgive me. I didn't think that seeing a friend, especially after 28 years, could have messed up your head like this. I'll go and call Amini and make an appointment for tomorrow. Has something happened? Did Sasan say something? So he got his own back. I wish you'd let me teach him a lesson.
Marzia has been gone for 2 days now.
Who is it?
It's Saeed.
Hey, it's Saeed, our man. What's
Hello,
up?
Hello, Yavar. Okay. Cheers, mate.
What's new with you?
What's new with you and your cassette?
Cassette? Nothing. I want to go back home and open up a restaurant. There's nothing going for me in Tehran.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah, I'll go and sell burgers and sandwiches, open a restaurant, make big bucks. You can keep Tehran.
Come and see me.
Thanks, mate.
Hello, Sabah.
Hello. Nice to see you. Come on through.
Okay.
I don't know what to say.
That's no good. All this time you've had to think about it, and what's more, we've talked about it here and on the telephone a few times.
You mean what I think is that important?
It's important, or they would have done something by now.
Eh? All right. I agree. So what should I do now?
Agreeing is not enough.
Okay, so I'm pleased about it too.
Agreeing and feeling pleased about it is not enough. They need support as well.
Okay then, I agree, I'm pleased, and I'll support them.
This is what they call admitting verbally, but what does your heart say?
My heart says we've both made mistakes. Both me for being stubborn and stopping my father from getting married, and him because he fortified his natural right because of me and my brother.
Is that what you really believe?
Yeah, but no one can take the place of my mother, huh? But I realize that having a woman in the house will greatly help the relationship between me and my father. At least there's someone to have heart-to-heart talks with. Someone who'll listen with affection and prevent little differences and disagreements from turning into fights and sulking. That was a secret that I never disclosed to anyone before. Well, I did now.
Well, let me tell you a secret, too. I think if there had been a man in my mother's life and consequently in mine, we would have had more confidence to face our problems down the years. A person like Mehran wouldn't have been able to come along and mess up our lives.
So there's nothing more to be said. My congrats.
That's true. But there's one more thing that we have to discuss.
What is it?
A dowry.
Oh, come on. Nobody ever claims a dowry. Well, how much did you have in mind?
1,389.
Sweets, of course.
No, in gold coins. It's customary to count by the year we're in, and we're in 1389.
Really? I wish they had gotten married back in the past. Okay, I'll talk to my father. Fine, I'll let you know. Hello, Layla.
Hello, Saeed. Good to see you.
Hello, Mom.
Hello, darling. What's happened?
Nothing. As far as Sab and I are concerned, everything is cool. Goodbye.
God bless.
Hello, Uncle Reza. I'm fine. Yes, I called you. I thought we might go to see the plaintiff, if that's all right with you.
You did what exactly?
I was joking, Mother. Get married in a registry office and then have a private party.
So the thing about the wedding cards, a car, flowers, at a reception was just a joke, right?
Well, if you agree, it'll be very great.
Saba?
Okay.
What is it, love?
Nothing.
Now no one can ever take you away from me. My darling. No one.
Hello, Saeed. Hi there. So where are you? I was waiting for your call, you know. What happened?
Well, I've changed my mind, Mehran. I can't get the checks and promissory notes together. No thanks, I don't want the shop either. But if you could get my money for the shop together ASAP, I'll just come by and pick it up. The sooner the better. Goodbye.
Hello there, Bita. How are you? Do you know who I am?
Yes, I know you.
I just wanted to say I found a way around the problem you have.
What is it?
Not over the phone. We'll have to get together and I'll explain it all to you.
Okay, that's not a problem.
You said you needed 60 million, right?
Yes. Okay, so I will contact you. Goodbye. I have to go now, all right?
When will I see you again?
I will call you. Goodbye.
Thank you so much.
Is he a relative of yours?
I already introduced him to you. He's my uncle.
What do you do?
Are you interrogating him, miss?
I have a furniture factory.
Where have you been?
What does that mean?
Hang on, Said. Please listen to me, madame. I have just recently got to know about all this. I'm very sorry about your husband's death. God rest his soul. I have just come back from seeing Mr. Rahimi, Bita's father. And now I have come to speak with you. So God willing, we can find a solution to solve this problem as soon as possible.
The solution is to enforce the law.
Yes. You are absolutely right. Paying the blood money and satisfying the next of kin is what the law lays down for us to do. This way, you can get on with your life and live on the money in the absence of your husband, and you can also give back another family their life.
Excuse me, sir. The thing you're calling a life is not what I have. You've killed my husband, taken my man away from me, and made my life a misery. His bedridden mother is now my responsibility. With the cost of living being what it is, I have to fork out money every day for the doctor and for medicine. I won't settle for less.
Dear madam, all we are asking for is a little bit more time to get the money together.
No one can put themselves in someone else's place and truly understand what they're going through. Neither you understand what I'm going through, nor can Said understand the predicament you are in.
What has it to do with Said? Just get to the point, please. What's your solution?
I want to follow Said's advice. I don't blame him for not trusting me. I'm at loggerheads with someone who is going to marry his father.
I'm not interested in any of this. I have a house that I want to sell. That's all I want.
It's not possible to sell the house quickly. But listen to me. I can get you the money you want. I want my child, Bita.
Your child?
This is 5 million. When you've done what I ask you to do, you'll get the rest. I believe about 50 more. Sasan and I have been friends for some time. You must be aware that two friends tell each other their secrets all the time. Sasan has told me about you. He told me what you have done in order to free your father, and I'm sure it hasn't been easy for you. Bita, listen. People find it easy to label and accuse others. Nobody asked themselves what this young girl's problem was to make her sacrifice her youth for her father. You and your father are in the opposite situation that I am. You are a girl who has been looking for her father. I'm a father who is trying to get his daughter back any way he possibly can. I'm like you and am prepared to do anything and risk anything to get what I want. We can help each other out. I want you to bring Hasti to me. You used to work in that place, and so you can probably find a good excuse to go back. I'm a father. I want my child. You can help me get my child, and I can help you get your father back. Please think about my offer.
Why won't they let him leave the country?
I don't know, Farhad.
You do know.
You didn't hear this from me, okay? I think it's because of that mother and daughter's piece of land.
Why? How much could it be worth?
Shahab says it's not worth much. But if the office in Dubai gets off the ground, Mehran will have to use the money from the land to finish off the project.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been to Dubai?
No, sir. But they say that if the office opens, we'll take you there. Sir, I'd better get back to my room. Mehran doesn't like the fact that I'm here talking to
you. Mehran's not here, he's gone out. One more question.
Yes, sir?
There is this report here. Have you read it?
No, sir. Mehran himself drew it up.
Uh-huh. About the office in Dubai. Have we got a file for it?
We do, sir. But whatever we have, it's in his office.
Mr. Shikiba, will you come here for a minute? Thanks.
Hello, sir.
You were in there again?
Mr. Kian called me. He wanted to see me.
I wanted to see him.
Excuse me.
Come in here for a minute. Sit down, I want to talk to you.
Did you call up Amini?
Yes, the appointment is for next week.
So?
Perhaps the fact that I have come here and agreed to do something illegal that I had to spend 5 years in prison for has made you a bit delusional.
Delusional?
You imagine yourself to be clever. Accurate planning, well thought out moves.
I don't understand what you mean. Please speak plainly.
Do you think that if I hadn't wanted to work here, you could have got me as well?
No.
So am I here now because of your planning and scheming or because I wanted to?
That's obvious. It was your own decision. What's this about, Farhad?
I admit it. You went to a lot of trouble to think up all of these plans. After you met me in prison, you found out about my past. You brought Amini into the picture. You arranged all the preliminaries for getting a loan very carefully, but you forgot one thing.
What?
I'm not the type to be messed with.
I really don't know what you're talking about. I'll ask again. Speak plainly.
The post-construction expense reports, the reports on residential flats, the total cost of construction, the complex in its initial stages, all these business flats, a load of numbers and figures. At first glance, they might fool a lot of people, but they don't fool me.
I think you've forgotten why I brought you here to begin with. I brought you here to sort out all of these little discrepancies.
Give me a break, Mehran. Both you and me know that I am here as nothing but a tool for threatening Amini and nothing else.
What does that mean, a tool for threatening? You're my partner, and you'll get your share.
You can call it what you like. I agreed to do this job. I agreed because I wanted to get that money. But there's one thing I can't tolerate, and that's dishonesty.
Dishonesty?
Yes. From the first day, I realized there was something fishy about this plan. Tell me what's behind this town planning project. What's all this with the office in Dubai?
There's no dishonesty here. Whatever happens, you'll get your share. What you don't know is that in the last 5 years, a lot of things have changed, Farhad. Investing here means failure. Whether it's houses and housing or any other production.
Mehran, tell me what you are up to.
We'll take the money and we'll go overseas. An investment without any risk guaranteed. Then we'll pay back the original loan with all the interest.
Uh-huh. And just what do you call this?
Top-notch business. Investment with no risk at all. Where are you off to, Farhad?
I'm going to go and think about your investment without a risk.
We talked about all this already. Amini, the loan?
I have a week before we go see Amini to think long and hard about this.
Come in.
Hello.
Hello there.
Come in. Miss, you have a guest.
Hello.
Hello. How are you?
I'm doing fine, thank you.
Don't stand at the door. Go and sit down. Yes?
Huh? Excuse me.
I haven't heard from you in ages.
Thank you for thinking about me. You came to see me, right?
Of course. I wanted to see how you were.
You came to ask after me and accidentally found out what went on between me and Saeed.
Well, Nagmed did say something.
Are you happy now that you know everything?
It doesn't make me happy to hear about people's mistakes.
I meant about my relationship with Said.
Well, I knew from the beginning it was not a sound relationship.
Yes, I remember.
And you know, you can't blame anyone but yourself, Bita. As they say, what goes around eventually comes around.
I know. But I don't want to justify the mistakes I made.
That's a good start. That you've realized the ends doesn't justify the means, even if at first it seems that way.
Do you think Said will ever forgive me?
I'm not in his shoes to answer that question. But you should know that you're not alone in all this, Bita.
I'm thankful to everyone, especially you. You've been very kind to me.
Hello.
Hello.
My daughter Saba, and this is Bita, and that's my lovely granddaughter Hasti.
Nice to meet you.
Thank you. You can hold her if you want.
Farhad.
Hello, Haji.
Hello. I've come to take you to the mosque.
The mosque?
Yes. To say our final farewell to Hussein Saburi.
Me and Hussein, we're together a lot. Except for when one of us got injured, and the other had to go back to the front line. It was the Beit al-Mogadas operation. A day before his martyrdom. I'd been injured a shrapnel.
Our group had almost reached Karam Shahr. The Iraqis were on their last legs. But there were bullets raining down on us. The group that me and Hussein were in were tasked with finding a safe way across a minefield. That's why we got separated from the rest. We went forward, but... suddenly we were completely surrounded. They were firing at us like crazy. Everyone was killed except me and Hussein. In the middle of it all, Hussein was shot in the leg. I dressed his wound and gave him a walkie-talkie. I put the ID tags on the men who had been martyred around his neck. I asked him to stay there because in about an hour, the rest of the unit would find him. I gave him my watch because I thought they would take him back with it. Although he had lost a lot of blood from his leg, he insisted on coming with me, but I persuaded him to stay there. I'd taken a few steps away from him when a mortar shell landed beside him. I had to clear the minefield, so I just left him there. When the operation was completed, me and the men went back to find him. But we couldn't see Hussein anywhere at all. I couldn't find him anywhere. I tried to find the watch or some kind of sign to see that he was okay. But we couldn't find anything, so we hoped that he had survived. We prayed for him and hoped for the best. But reality proved us wrong. He was no more.
Okay.
By retelling your story, you have really done justice. I appreciate it. I know you've been fighting with yourself for some time, trying to diminish your achievements. But thank God you aren't able to do so. Farhad! Remember, the door of my house is always open to you. Mazer is waiting for you.
I will remember.
One more thing. Remember, you'll have to say your prayers in the mosque. In a house bought with other people's money, your prayers are void.
Hello, Father.
Hello, Saeed. How are you, son?
I'm fine. Why didn't you tell me? I should have been there for Ali.
Well, you can come to the funeral tomorrow. By the way, what happened with Mehran?
I told him to keep the shop and that I want my money.
I went to the shop today. The caretaker said he saw Mehran and Sasan hanging around the area. They came and went, he said. But he didn't really know who the owner of the shop is. And we've nearly raised all of the blood money.
How did you do it?
Well, a bit from Uncle Reza, some from me and Layla, and some we've borrowed.
Let's pray for the soul of the Saint Valeri.
Didn't Saba say anything to you?
Saba? No.
Actually, I should have said something, but I wasn't able to.
About what exactly?
Let's drop in on my friend's shop.
Your friend's shop? For what reason?
I really want to pick you out a perfect suit fit for the perfect wedding.
So, you've got everything figured out, don't you?
Yeah, I guess. And you have to agree.
I give up. But I have a suit, huh? Yes. Come on.
It's not possible to sell your house that quickly. I can get you the money you want. When you've done what I ask you to do, I'll give you the rest. You've worked in a restaurant before. I'm a father. You can find an excuse to go back there. I want my child. I want my child. You can help me get my child. Get your father back.
Hello, Mehran. Hi, it's me, Bita. I wanted to talk to you about the offer you made. Hello.
So you thought about my offer. You agreed to do it.
There's a condition.
I'm listening.
I get half the money right away.
I've heard how crafty you are, but you forget. You and I are exactly alike. We're one and the same. Don't even think of getting money off me or pulling tricks.
Here you go. This is a guarantee.
10 at the beginning, the rest after the job.
Give it to me.
20 up front and 40 when we're done. There's just one thing. Don't even think about trying to get one over on me. Because if you do, you'll be the one going bye-bye before your dad.
If you really knew my track record, you wouldn't be threatening me. Goodbye.
اگه فاصله افتاده اگه من با خودم سردم تو کاری با دلم کردی که فکرشم نمی کردم چاسون دل بریدی از دلی که پای تو گیره که از این بدترم باشی واسه تو نفسش میره نمی ترسم اگه گاهی همیشه لحظه آخر خدا نزدیکتر میشه تو رو دست خودش دادم که از حالم خبر داره که حتی از تو چشماشو یه لحظه بر نمیداره داری از دست من میری با دستای خودت داری همه خستیم و میگیری دعا کردم تو رو بازم با چشمی که نخوابیده مگه میذاره دلتنگی مگه گرگه همون میده
مریضم کرده تنهایی ببین حالم پریشونه